Hello friends, welcome to Relationship Matters Podcast. Funmilayo Adepoju speaking. This week we shall be considering the topic Building Trust in Relationships Part 1. I love a quote by Stephen Covey which says, "Trust is the glue of life. It's the most essential ingredient in effective communication. It's the foundational principle that holds all relationships. You cannot have a healthy relationship without trust." And yet, virtually all of us can bring to mind a scenario where our trust has been broken. But how do we develop trust in the first place? Come with me as I share with you. Welcome back. Trust is at the heart of relationships, which invariably determines success in marriage, in friendships, even in business, employee-to-employer relationship, clients to businesses, business partners, and what have you. Managing those relationships determines the success at different levels. And you know that where trust is absent, fear sets in. So, how do we build trust in relationships? I'll just quickly give you 9 points. Number one, character. Good character builds trust. Thomas Macaulay says, "The measure of a man's real character is what he would do if he knew he would never be found out." The truth is, strong moral character builds trust, strengthens respect, promotes loyalty, and translates to rock-solid reputations. Let me quickly share a story of a farmer and a baker with you. A baker and a farmer had an agreement. The baker got butter from the farmer, and the farmer got bread from the baker. After a while, the baker noticed that the pieces of butter from the farmer that should weigh 3 pounds became lighter, and his scales agreed with him. He got angry and went to court to complain about his butter supplier. The baker claims, "Your pieces of butter do not have the required weight," the judge said to the farmer. "This piece of butter should weigh 3 pounds, but it weighs much less." "That's impossible, Mr. Judge," the farmer said. "I check the weight every time." The judge then said, "Maybe your weights are incorrect." The farmer replied in dumb amazement, "My weight? I do not have any weights. I never use weights." The judge replied, "So, if you do not have weights, how do you check the weight of the butter?" The farmer said, "Quite simple. I get my bread from the baker and it gets butter from me. A loaf of bread weighs 3 pounds. So what I do is to put my butter on the left scale and the bread on the right side." So with this, it was found out that it was the baker that was actually cheating on the farmer because he reduced the weight of his bread first. And so you could see here clearly that trust is already broken between the two of them by this little character flaw. It might be little, but it destroys relationship. So good character is inevitable, and it is very critical to building trust in relationships. Number two, consistency. Let me ask you this question. Are you a reliable person? Do you meet timelines and deadlines? How much can you be depended upon? Are you a person of integrity? Do you say yes and we meet it as yes? Trust is developed by consistent behavior. Number three, confidentiality. A confidential person statement says, "Whatever I know about you stays in this relationship, whether marriage relationship or friendship." I will never share it with friends or use it against you. For married people listening to me, no other person should know you more than your spouse if you have actually built trust in your marriage. You have to be true to your words and follow through with your actions. The point of building trust is for others to believe what you say. But you know, nowadays we have people who are not confidential in relationships. A friend shares a confidential information with you, and before you know it, you've already told another person. With that, you can never build trust in relationships. You need to keep in mind, however, that building trust requires not only keeping the promises you make, but also not making promises you are unable to keep. Keeping your word shows others what you expect from them, and in turn, they will be more likely to treat you with respect, developing further trust in the process. Number 4, learn how to communicate effectively with others. Poor communication is a major reason why relationships break down. Good communication includes being clear about what you have or have not committed to and what has been agreed upon. Number 5, remind yourself that it takes time to build and earn trust. You know, building trust is a daily commitment. Don't make the mistake of expecting too much too soon. In order to build trust, first take small steps and take on small commitments. And then, as trust grows, you will be more at ease with making and accepting bigger commitments. Put trust in, and you will generally get trust in return. Number 6, take time to make decisions and think before acting too quickly. Only make commitments that you are able to do. You need to have the courage to say no, even when it disappoints someone. If you agree to something and you can't follow through, everyone involved is worse off. And so, you have to be clear about what you have on your plate and keep track of your commitment. Being organized is the necessary part of building trust with family, friends, and colleagues. Never overpromise and underdeliver. If you do that, you've broken trust, and it will take time for you to regain. It enables you to make, you know, being organized enables you to make clear decisions as to whether to agree to requests of your time and energy. Number 7, value the relationships that you have and don't take them for granted. You know, like I said earlier, trust often results from consistency. We tend to have the most trust in people who are there for us consistently through good times and bad times. Regularly showing someone that you are there for them is an effective way to build trust. Don't just show up when things are good with your friends or your family members. Be there when things are not rosy. That is how to prove that you are a trustworthy person. Number 8, don't hide your feelings. Being open about your emotions is often an effective way to build trust. Furthermore, if people know that you care, they are more likely to trust you. Emotional intelligence plays a role in building trust. You need to acknowledge your feelings, learn the lessons that prevail, and take productive action. Means that you won't deny reality. This is key to building trust. Never hide your feelings. Number 9, admit your mistakes. When you attempt to hide your mistakes, people know that you are being dishonest. By being open, you show your vulnerable side, and this helps build trust with other people, because everyone makes mistakes at some point or the other. And so, if you pretend that you never make mistakes, you will make it difficult for others to trust you. When all that a person sees is the perfection you project, they likely won't trust you. Trust starts with truth and ends with truth. Nothing but the truth. What is the action point for today? Take practical steps highlighted in this podcast to build your trustworthiness. Then you will see the impact on your relationships. To be continued next week. Till then, stay blessed and God bless you.